David Lawler is joining this morning. David, long time no see. How you been, buddy?
Doing great, Tom. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
I'm curious about a lot of stuff. The reason I've invited David to join us this morning, he's not only the Williamson County State's Attorney's Office, he worked there for years under Charles Garnotti, but also the lawyer Lawler Brown Law Firm, but also has recently co-founded a CDB firm along with his brother and parents. CDB oil, David, is something everybody sees on I was kidding about it. You see a video store right at you go get DVD rentals or whatever. And they've got CDB oil. You go to the gas station, you go to the convenience store, and there's a little display. I think it's kind of interesting, David, because you have to come to the funnel on it being legal. I mean, you literally, isn't that illegal?
It was up until 2018. And the first, place to start maybe, what does CBD even mean? So it's actually an abbreviation for cannabidiol. It's one of over 100 cannabinoids that's found in the cannabis plant. And I would argue that we should start calling it cannabis, not marijuana, if we wanted to get into some of the history of why it was originally called marijuana. It was traced it back to the original inception of the war on drugs. But yeah, it's something that you can get everywhere. But I hope we can, talk about how it would be a good idea to ask the clerk wherever you're buying it from, and nothing against Family Video. We don't need to pick on them. Their stuff might be awesome, but make sure wherever you're buying it, they have a certificate of analysis, which will tell you what's in it, but also what's not in it. Is it raised organically? Have they tested for heavy metals, which if you paid attention to some of the vaping concerns nationwide, probably especially important to know what's not in it as much as what's in it.
Well, I think there's a lot of confusion on a lot of different levels here. One of the fact is CDB oil is legal federally. Marijuana is legal only in our state anyway. There are other states that have it, of course. And then some people confuse the two because there are some products from the illegal federal category. Would Rick Simpson oil, RSO, be one of those?
Yeah, so it depends on what's in it. So Rick Simpson oil just refers to a concentrated form of cannabis oil. And really the easiest distinction would be, Tom, to talk about THC versus CBD, because even the CBD plants that I'm growing are cannabis plants. It's just they have a really low trace amount of THC federally and by state law. As of October of this year, any state that is selling CBD and that's growing has to contain less than 0.3% THC, which means basically there's no real chance that if you're consuming it, you'd have any intoxicating effects, any of the anxiety or euphoria that's typically associated with the high that people refer to.
All right, let's talk about CDB oil and legality in the workplace, because if you have a fleet of trucks in the delivery, right, or you're in the medical field or something else really sensitive where performance and hand-eye coordination, cognitive issues as well, are there legal issues in the workplace pertaining to CDB and its use, like for a CDL, for instance?
So if you have a CDL, you would want to be careful which products you're buying, because you want to make sure that it's pure CBD, meaning that there is not even a trace amount of THC for some of those people who are being drug tested. And Illinois still allows employers to drug test, and they can limit or prohibit. So you need to pay attention to what your employer's laws are. So if there's a zero tolerance, that means you can't even have trace amounts. So for example, the company that I own, Swish, we have trace amounts of THC. So we, try to warn people that, hey, there's trace amounts that could show up. But what's unique is that it is more healthy to have small amounts of THC in there, but it's most important for people just to make sure they're not going to get themselves in trouble if you have a state or a federal job. I think you certainly want to be careful and make sure that the product that you're buying has no levels of THC to make sure you don't get yourself in trouble with the employer or with the state or the feds. That's a great question.
Well, and here's the thing. It's kind of weird. I tell this story, and I don't know that I've ever told you, David. I'm in Iowa. Actually, I'm hogging catfish on a river in Iowa, and we've walked across about two or three fields, and they're loaded with marijuana plants. And I'm like, I'm taking these home with me. And they think that's the funniest thing they've ever heard. And they go, it won't work. He says, this was a hemp farm that and it grows everywhere. We can't hardly control it because this is where the hemp was grown for ropes for Navy ships in World War II. And I was like, no, I'm not taking this home. No, you dumb white Illinois boy, go home. You know, it was kind of funny. But when it comes back to, there are some profound differences, which kind of hard because the plant looks the same and on the list goes. But really, when it gets right down to this, I'm going to tell you the truth here, David. I've heard so many stories from an anecdotal standpoint from people here in Southern Illinois. Says, I've used it for this, this, and this, my wife's shoulders, you know, pain and things along that line, that it almost to me sounds like it's too good to be true. I have viewed this with a great deal of suspicion.
And that's completely understandable. I had a grand opening at my store this past weekend. We had two of the local experts. One of the guys that was there speaking actually is leading up some research at SIU. You'd be well served, in my humble opinion, to have either of these people on your show to get into the science and the nuts and bolts of it. One is leading up the research at the SIU School of Medicine. His name is Dr. Dale Buck Hales. And believe it or not, Tom, some of the research that he is leading there at SIU is showing not just how it does treat a lot of different symptoms, nausea, anxiety, pain, inflammation, the list goes on, but is showing some anti-cancer properties. So one of the studies they're doing right now is, will CBD in certain proportions either reduce or prevent the chance of ovarian cancer? And this is where it gets geeky, and it'd be good to have the expert on. They're studying chickens because chickens are the only species besides human beings that spontaneously produce ovarian cancer. So there's a big chicken farm, and they're doing a lot of neat studies at SIU. The other person that was there was speaking was the head of the weed science department. So, you know, studying other weeds, but of course, pun intended here, because cannabis is colloquially, or, you know, using bad terms, referred to as the weed or the devil's weed. But her name is Dr. Carla Gage, and she's the expert on sort of the history of cannabis and can tell you the different categories. You know, you kind of alluded to fiber. That's, you know, Henry Ford, one of the first Ford vehicles was made out of hemp fiber, which has a stronger tensile strength than steel. So amazing stuff. And there's the food source, which you consume, you know, hemp seeds. If you're stranded on an island, Tom, that's the one food source that I'm aware of that you could actually survive on, because it has all of the essential amino acids and the right balance of omega-3 and omega-6. And then third, the one we're talking about most today is the medical side. So there's really three different species of the cannabis plant within the hemp field. The one we're talking about today, though, CBD, as in cannabidiol, is one that I'm most fascinated about, because it's providing so much relief. And no offense to the pharmaceutical companies, they do some great stuff, but when it comes to opioids, it gets my blood boiling, knowing that companies have knowingly allowed people to take some things that are not only addictive, but so harmful. And the thing that I really like about CBD that I'm reading is that there's very little drug interaction. So if you're on a bunch of different medicines, you can not only replace a lot of the medicines you're on, but according to what the research shows, there's very little drug interactions. So you're pretty well served to take it when you're on other medicines. It's safe for pets. I've heard of some moms who are not even, you know, they're giving it to their kids to replace ADD medicine, you know, which is great, because I don't know if you've heard of Adderall, but that's basically pharmaceutical grade methamphetamine. So kids can take something that's from a plant a lot safer. That's great.
It's interesting. Some of our texters this morning saying, first off, you guys need to stop calling it CDB. That's the Charlie Daniels band.
So, that's true. It is.
So appreciate that. CDB. Yeah, CDB. Right. An acronym here. But here's the thing when it comes to this, you know, if it is not snake oil, if my suspicion is unfounded, and we do have these kind of promising returns and early stuff and the approval of the FDA, then the short story is the federal government deprived a lot of people of a helpful drug for decades. And, you know, and that's kind of, I mean, it's going to, which one is it? And if it turns out that it has all these promises, and I know I've read some of the research, you know, from SIU that you've already referenced. You know, they've done a lot of work on that at SIU and other schools. So what's the future when it comes to CDB oil and quality control and assurances that you're buying a safe product? I mean, how are those standards observed? Because, as I said, it seems like it's everywhere.
The FDA is going to be the agency that's responsible for controlling what needs to show up on the label. But again, what I would encourage people who are tuning in to look for is look and see if there's what's called a COA, as in certificate of analysis, that will show you what percentage of this particular compound had, what amount of CBD, what amount of THC, what other things was it tested for to make sure that there was no mold, no toxins, no metals. So, for example, the stuff that we grow is all organic, and we test to make sure there's none of those carcinogens that we're concerned about. In terms of the future, there's a lot of debate. You know, what's better, pure CBD or what we sell, which is full spectrum, which has trace amounts of THC? I sort of compare it to an orange. You can take a vitamin C pill, but I think you would agree eating an orange is a lot safer. And the full orange is, I think, a little bit closer to the full spectrum products that are out there that have all of the cannabinoids in there, a little bit of the THC, CBD. And again, Tom, those are only two of about 113 cannabinoids. So the future, there's a lot, because you're right. You alluded to a 75 plus years of dark. We didn't have any research being done because CBD was being lumped in with heroin, all of these Schedule One controlled substances. And by Schedule One, that means, you know, we're entrusting the DEA, which I giggle, because of course they're going to want to keep these laws the way that they are because of forfeiture laws and things like that. So again, not pointing fingers at the federal government, but it's due time that we allow the science to control this conversation.
All right.
Similar to the COVID crisis, we need to listen to the experts in this situation, listen to some of the medical experts, listen to the research that's being done, and hopefully the future will be bright and we'll see more research, not just CBD and THC, but what do these other cannabinoids do
that
could be so useful?
David, here's a question from Harry. He says, what about using CDB oil and having a concealed carry permit or a FOID card in the state of Illinois?
You'd be okay, because, again, it would be different if you have the concern that people have if you have a medical cannabis card is that you can technically still have your concealed carry card. You can still have your FOID. The issue with having a medical cannabis card is you cannot legally buy or sell firearms. So you can legally consume CBD and conceal carry. But again, though, you want to make sure that this is not, not a high dosage of THC, because the law does prohibit you being under the influence of alcohol or drugs, cannabis being considered a drug itself. So it's a good question, but CBD, the reason that's so safe for even people who are over-the-road truck drivers, with them, slight exception, want to make sure there's not any THC in it. There's no known, it doesn't cause any psychoactive effects. It actually is an anti-anxiety, so it makes people more calm. So I think in general, very safe, including concealed carry. But I just want to make sure that if there's trace amounts of THC, that's not a problem for your specific employer, or if you have a CDL, that could be an issue.
And good, there's also a form that you fill out for the federal government that says you haven't. So there's that issue as well on that particular document. Now, before I let David go this morning, we've been talking about CDB oil's proliferation, the fact that it's legal. I'm still have people trying to look at me every once in a while and go, you remember, gambling's legal now. Things change. When it comes to CDB oil and marijuana, and of course we've heard the governor give marijuana sales the essential category as we've gone through the lockdown. So, and some of it because of the reasons that we've talked about here in the last few minutes. But there are some locations you can go online to learn more about this and try to get an idea whether this is something that's right for you, maybe even your dog, if your dog is suffering pain. There are a lot of different coverages here. What are some of those websites?
One that I like is healer.com, as in someone who helps you heal. Healer.com, and that has it's a physician who has a bunch of different dosage, basic terminology information. Another that has up-to-date research is called projectcbd.org. And I'm happy to send some of those links to you, but, certainly ask your doctor. If you have a physician, ask them what product might be right for you, and I think that would be a good place to start. I think we need to have our physicians looking at this stuff more, because it could be a replacement for some of the more expensive and potentially more harmful, more interactions with other substances that people might be on.
David Lawler is joining us this morning. He worked for many years in the Williamson County State's Attorney's Office and his own law firm now. And, of course, as he referenced here, founding a CDB farm. I know there are two hemp farms that I know of in southern Illinois. David, how many hemp farms? We've just got just a couple of seconds. How many do you think there are?
Oh, there's tens of thousands of acres planted last year. So
no, I was talking about in Southern Illinois.
I know Big Muddy and myself, Squish Global, are the two that come to mind.
Yeah, Chuck Sternberg. Love that guy over there. He's always an entrepreneur. And then so at least two in Southern Illinois that we know of.
Absolutely. And one of the experts, one of my good friends, Nathaniel Poppy and Ron Osmond, started, they own a company called AeroSource H. They're one of the largest processors and have a lot of the information I got came from Nathaniel Poppy and his team. So shout out to those guys. There's some experts at AeroSource. So they'd be a good person maybe to have on the show to talk about this stuff further as well.
Yeah, it's interesting because you can make it all day, but unless you can process it, what do you do?